A lot of big golfing issues. There's been a split between a Kiwi and an Aussie. We'll get to poor Gowrie regarding that. And slow play reared its ugly head, Loz. We chatted about this on the program on Monday, Tuesday as well, regarding this Bryson DeChambeau. Mind you, he's not the only one, but it was social media meltdown in the golfing world. I think he took 2 minutes 20 for a putt. Paul Gow joins us on the line. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Absolutely disgraceful, that slow play. And it's about time players have got up and spoken up about it. Because I'm pretty boisterous at the meetings on the USPGA Tour. I'd stand up because I was a quick player and I'd play with players like Ben Crane and Dickie Pride that would take over 3 minutes to hit a shot, and that's just ruining the game. So finally, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, all these good players are now putting their hand up. Don't mind to bring the game to a point where we all have to. Well, they have to make a decision. The PGA Tour and that was disgraceful from Bryson DeChambeau. 2 minutes to hit a putt and then hit the worst putt of his life.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Hey, Laurie, you told us that. Did Brooks Koepka call him?
Yeah, he fronted him.
Out?
Yeah, because I read that somewhere, Gowie. DeChambeau said something to the caddy of Koepka's, and Koepka fronted him within a minute. He said, "If you've got something to say, get him to say it in my face." So Koepka went and fronted him.
Yeah, that was great. And that's it's never been done before. Tiger wouldn't stand up for slow play because he's a bit slow at times. Phil wouldn't because Phil takes, he takes a fair while to play at different times. So no one's ever confronted each other. And that's the point. The players actually should be the ones to drive this. The tour, they've got the technology within their systems now to actually get some research and some data on how long players particularly take. Because this is what happens. Let's say TK and I are really quick players in the group and Loz is really slow. Well, Loz will stay really slow because we're quick. So we're pulling him along. So he might take 3 minutes to hit a shot, but we're taking our 20 and 30 seconds. So they're just taking advantage. They're taking the piss, really, of the slow players. And there is a percentage of players that are slow. It's no good for the game. It's sitting there watching someone take 2 minutes. The commentators have just got to come up with some dribble whilst he's doing it. And I've got to take my hat off to the commentators that week because they did a great job. They were giving him 10-0.
Well, they should be driving it as well. 13-53-53. Call now. If you want to take on Paul Gow, what we do is we put up the $50 Drummond Golf voucher, courtesy of Drummond Golf, quite clearly. And all you've got to do, it's the BMW this weekend in Chicago. It's a really big event. Now, if your selection beats Gowie's selection home, you get the $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf. So call now on 13-53-53. Jason Day, Steve Williams, what's happened?
Yeah, it's all done. After 6 weeks, handbags at 20 paces, they're done. They said it was an amicable split. But 6 weeks with possibly the best caddy of all time. Jason's got some issues here, and I think it's more about Jason. He's gone on to his good mate David Luteris, who was a tour player himself, to caddy. I just don't think Jason knows what he wants, and Steve's pretty hard nosed, and I think he told him some real truths about the game. And if you watch Jay Day's career, it's gone up and down. A little bit like Michael Campbell's. It'll go to the heights of number one in the world, and then it'll, he's outside the top 20 in the world. He's outside the President's Cup standings to get into the team. He's got 2 weeks to do that. But this week he's sitting well outside the top 30. That needs to get into the Tour Champs next week. He's 50th. He'll need to have a top five to get any chance to getting in. So I think Steve Williams had a gutful and thought, well, I'm moving on. I'll go back to growing flowers in New Zealand or doing whatever he does over there, races cars in New Zealand. So I think he just didn't want to put up with it anymore.
Hey, Gowie, and quickly, Gabriella Ruffles, amazing story, and congratulations becoming the first Australian to win the US Women's Amateur Championship.
Yeah, what a great, really good story. She only took it up 4 years ago. I've had a fair bit to do with young Ryan Ruffles since he was about 14, and Gabrielle was number two best tennis player, and that's what all I heard about at the time. But they always took Ray and Anna Marie would take Ryan and to the range and stuff like that, and she was dragged along, so she took up the game. And to her credit, she works really hard. And I must say, that is an incredible family. Like Ray and Anna Marie, who are professional athletes themselves, never pushed their kids because I signed him up to Nike back when he was 14 and started giving him gear. And I asked those questions, you know, to push him to, no, it's up to him, Ryan, to get the bus to the golf course, and he'd hit balls all day. And the same with Gabby. So outstanding family, and she deserves every bit of success. So she gets into a lot of events now. She gets into the Augusta event, which they all want to play. So well done. Just a quick one on amateurs. Just take a look. The US Amateur men's events on this week, and Blake Windred and Carl Phelps are the two that qualified. They've won their first round matches. So keep an eye on that.
Fantastic. Russ is going to be the person taking you on. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, boys.
Do you have a particular golfer you like this weekend in the BMW?
Yeah, I reckon Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Jordan Spieth.
He hasn't won for a while, has he?
He hasn't won for a while, but...
No, he had a couple of good rounds, and then he had a third round. I think it was a two over a 75. And,
yep.
He looked as though he's starting to come into form, I reckon. Okay. So he could be a bit for... a good dollar or two.
All right. Well, he's paying $29. So
if yeah, that's lot... enough. Yep, that'll do. Get good, on him.
Good price. Rory's the favourite at $8.50. So, Gowie, Russ loves
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. Who do you like?
Oh, yeah, big week for Jordan Spieth, actually. There's 2 weeks to go for the President's Cup's top eight, and he's currently sitting out at 25. So he needs a massive, massive week. And Russ is right. He's had a couple of good events here and there, but his ball striking is still awful. His putting was exceptional through those two rounds. He held a lot of 20-footers. Not for me. He's not taking my cash this week. I'm going to back up on Justin Thomas. Showed me a lot last week. He's an exceptional player. He's coming into form of some bit. I don't know if this guy's a roughie, but I'm taking Ricky Fowler. He's outside the standings. I reckon he'll stand up in these 2 weeks and play well. So I like Justin Thomas there. We've got three Aussies. Adam Scott, good fifth last week. Jason Day needs a good week. Mark Leishman, he'll be playing Tour Champs. It'll be a cracking weekend of golf.
Well done, Gowie. So your best bet's Justin Thomas paying $13. Your roughie, Ricky Fowler, at $31. Best Aussie, Adam Scott, $2.20. And Russ has gone Jordan Spieth. Talk to you next week, mate.
Thanks, fellas.